Attention, all true believers. Marvel Comics is on the air. From the annals of the world's greatest comic magazine come the adventures of the Fantastic Four. This week, our fearless foursome will travel back in time and find themselves at the mercy of Ramatut, the Pharaoh from the future. Sound mysterious? Well, Stan will be by to unravel this marvelous tale in just half a moment.
Weaponless and defenseless, the Fantastic Four are trapped in the long-dead, mysterious past, with only their own unique powers to help them face the most totally unexpected menace of their career. But let us start at the beginning, and let them lead us into this mind-staggering adventure.
Ben's never failed to respond to our signal before. I wonder where he can be.
He must be at Alicia's.
No, I've been trying to reach there by phone.
Wouldn't it be something if they've eloped?
Maybe they're out walking. I'll fly over the neighborhood. Flame on! I was right. There they are now. Hiya, Alicia. Hey, Romeo, I don't want to break up your little balcony scene, but Reed wants you to report back to headquarters on the double and bring Alicia with you.
On my day off? Look, Squirt, you tell that bag of bones not to hold his breath.
No, Ben, we must go. It might be important.
And so, a few minutes later...
All the tests check out perfectly, Reed. Now, if only Ben and Alicia would get here.
Here they are now, Sue. Come in, you two.
Hey, listen, Bub, you're getting to be some kind of Napoleon, telling Alicia to report here with me.
Oh, Ben, it's all right. I always enjoy visiting here.
Let me explain, old friend. This happens to concern Alicia.
Uh-oh. When you use that old friend routine, it means look out.
It all started yesterday when Sue and I went to the Museum of Natural History to check some elusive facts. I've been doing some research on Egyptology, and there are a few years of ancient Egyptian history which are completely unaccounted for, almost as if they didn't exist. Anyway, among the hieroglyphics on display was a series which showed a blind pharaoh, then a vial of radioactive herbs, and then the same pharaoh with sight. It can only mean that during those missing years, a cure was found for blindness.
If you're saying what I think you're saying...
I hate to build up false hopes, Ben, and yet...
That's ridiculous. How could there have been any radioactive herbs when they didn't even know about atomic energy? And how can we get back to the past? You know, there's no subway.
I can't answer the first question, Ben, but do you remember our first encounter with Dr. Doom when Doom's castle was badly damaged by fire? There's a chance that the space-time machine he used to send us into the past for Blackbeard's treasure is still operational.
Well, what are we standing around jawing for?
Yeah, let's go.
We've just been waiting for you, Ben.
A short time later, the Fantastic car touches down outside Dr. Doom's now-deserted castle. Once inside, they proceed with haste to the master control room.
Hey, there's that plate we stood on when we took our little trip. Looks good as new.
Lucky for us that Dr. Doom made so many things fireproof.
The control panel seems to be intact, too.
Alicia, you'll have to stay here to get us there and back. Think you can handle it?
I'll try to learn it by touch. But if there's any danger to any of you, I just couldn't bear it if anything...
Forget it, kid.
Okay, Alicia, I'll show you the procedure.
And then, after hours of practice...
Everybody ready?
I'm set.
Now remember, Alicia, work those buttons just as we showed you.
If all goes well, we'll return in 24 hours.
Farewell, you brave, unselfish adventurers. Good luck.
As Alicia works the time machine, the Fantastic Four disappear from sight on their way to a multitude of unsuspected adventures. Seconds later, or is it weeks? There's no way to know with the mystery of time travel, but seemingly within the wink of an eye, the colorful quartet find themselves in the land of the ancient pharaohs.
We did it!
We're here!
Now all we gotta do is find that radioactive herb and bring it back with us.
I only wish it were that easy, Ben. I have an uneasy feeling about those years for which history has no record.
Look! On that sand dune ahead! Warriors!
With spears!
You think they can scare off the Fantastic Four with a few oversized toothpicks?
Use your head, gruesome. They never heard of us.
What are we going to do?
I'll take some of the fight out of those gents. Lay mine! There's only one thing a bunch of fears can do in a flaming screen, and that's melt.
Finding themselves spearless, the onrushing horde tries a mass attack, but on the wrong target.
Going somewhere, playmates? Well, this ought to slow you down.
While Ben ties up the dazed warriors in bonds made of their own armor, another danger enters from the other side.
Here come more of them.
I'll take care of these newcomers in my own way. Can't get very far when someone's holding onto your chariot.
The battle is raging on all fronts, and the Fantastic Four are taking it all. But their victory is short-lived, for the next second...
Flaming fireballs. Some sort of air vacuum is chilling my flame.
You want to fight, huh? Okay, let's chew on this for a while. I'm losing my strength.
And as Ben collapses under the weight of the tree, Reed looks over from his own battles and...
Something's happened to the torch and Ben. They both lost their powers. Now it's happening to me, too. I'm losing my resilience. I can't stretch anymore.
And as he falls to the ground, he senses the presence of the invisible girl.
Sue, stay invisible. Something's terribly wrong here.
Oh, really? It is going to all be beaten by some unseen force. Oh, now it's happening to me. I can feel it. I can't help myself. Oh, I feel so weak. We can't defend ourselves. It's impossible.
But the famous foursome have still more staggering adventures in store. For when they regain consciousness, they find themselves in an ancient throne room. Opulence surrounds them.
Where are we?
Well, what happened to us?
We're prisoners. That's the Pharaoh.
On your feet, captives. You are in the presence of Ramatut, King of Kings, Master of Men, Lord of the Seven Suns, and now, Captor of the Fantastic Four.
You know
you
us.
Know us?
I thought that remark would startle you.
Hey, what's going on here?
Did we land in the wrong year?
Can this be the future?
No, it is the past.
Your mind is as sharp as the ancient legends claim. This is the past. But I am not of this age. No ancient pharaoh could have the power to subdue the Fantastic Four.
Then...
This is the weapon which sapped your powers, which made you my captives. This ultra-diode ray was invented in the year 3000, 1,000 years further ahead in the future than your own century.
Then you, too, are a time traveler.
I come from a glorious age of enlightenment, the century of peace and progress, and I hated it, for I am a man of action. An adventurer. But there were no adventures. Just unbearable bliss. The closest I could get to an adventure was watching it on 3D stereo vision. I learned of your existence through an ancient audio tape. Oh, how I envied your dramatic careers. Then, one day, while visiting the ruins of an ancestor of mine, I came upon what was left of his greatest invention. A time machine. I devoted years to building my own time machine from his plans. Then, at last, I was ready. With my headquarters in Egypt and my vast scientific knowledge, I could become the absolute ruler of all mankind. And so I traveled back into the dim past in my time machine, which I shaped into an awesome idol to play upon the superstition of my soon-to-be slaves.
Wonder,
what miracle is upon us? But due to a careless miscalculation, the machine was damaged on landing. I found myself trapped in this primitive century and sightless. But by firing my ultra-diode ray at the dazzled natives, I made them obtain for me a rare herb, which, when subjected to the radiation from my damaged machine, had the power to restore my eyesight. I have ruled here ever since.
If I can just seize that gun.
Now I'll show you the power of my mightiest weapon. By bathing you with its rays, it can sap your will and make you my slaves. I need only repeat the treatment to free you, but that shall never be. Take them away. But you, Susan Storm, shall remain at my side and become my queen.
I feel so strange, so powerless, no will of my own.
And so we see a turn of events you would never have dreamed possible. The complete subjugation of the Fantastic Four. The frequently feisty Thing is now one of many galley slaves chained to their oars.
Master, you dogs!
I can do nothing but obey. It's like I'm sleeping with my eyes open.
And the formerly invincible Mr. Fantastic has been put to work as a super observer for the legions of Ramatut.
All clear to the north. The enemy has fled.
I cannot help myself. Must do as they command.
And as for the once proud human torch, he is now court jester, furnishing amusement for the gloating pharaoh from the future.
I have so humbled Earth's greatest heroes. No gun will ever defy men.
And as the clock slowly draws near the fateful hour when the waiting Alicia will attempt to bring the Fantastic Four back to the present, the finishing touches are applied to Sue Storm's bridal costume.
The effects of Ramatut's ray gun will never wear off. Our only hope is to have it fired at us again. But how? Every fiber of my being wants to flee this terrible fate, but I cannot.
How strange for one about to become a queen to look so sad.
But inscrutable fate works in mysterious ways and can change the plans of anyone, even Ramatut. Under the heat of the Egyptian sun, the body chemistry of the imprisoned thing undergoes a change. As the rays get hotter and hotter, one of the most awesome physical changes ever recorded again takes place, until the normal Ben Grimm appears. A Ben Grimm slim enough to slip through the shackles. A Ben Grimm whose mind and will are not affected by the ray.
I don't know how it happened, but I've got a chance to save the others if I can just reach shore.
Within the palace gates, the woebegone Sue Storm sits beside Ramatut.
Do not fret, my lovely. At my side, you shall become history's most envied queen.
Here I am being forced to entertain Ramatut, and all I want to do is attack and destroy him.
Now, my bride-to-be, sip your nectar and toast our love, for soon you shall be queen of all the Nile.
Guess again, lover boy. I got that gun of yours, and things are going to start popping around here.
Another 20th century intruder? But how? How? Oh,
but away from the burning rays of the primitive sun, Ben Grimm begins to revert to his other form, and as he feels himself coming under the will-sapping influence of the pharaoh's spell...
I can't let my escape this minute, babe. Gotta save Sue. Just one glass.
The ray struck the girl. She's normal again.
You saved me, Ben. And I won't fail the Fantastic Four.
Give me that gun, woman. It won't help you. I'll seize it before you can learn to operate it.
I've got to stall the time, even if for a few seconds.
You are an elusive queen to be, but that will be to no avail. I can still see your garments.
Oh, these clothes. Only one chance left. I'll fire at Jonas.
Yippee, I'm me again. Stand back, Sis. I'll warm this party up.
No, stay back. Stop. I command you.
Mister, your commanding days are over. This'll hold you till I zap the thing and Mr. Fantastic out of your spell.
No! Spare me! I beg of you! He doesn't even suspect the wall behind me is also the door to my hidden chamber. Now, while he wastes his time reviving his friends, I shall go directly to my time machine. Once inside, mine will be the upper hand!
Meanwhile, a revived Sue Storm fires the ray, point blank at the thing, and then...
That did it, Sis!
Oh, my aching head.
Now we must find Reed.
Once they've escaped from the palace, the human torch does exactly that.
Ah, there he is. They got our boss acting as a shield for them while they attack another army. Well, they'll just have to get themselves another boy.
And in a few minutes, the torch fills his partner in and they take off to join the others.
Reed, you're yourself again.
Now that we're our normal selves again, we've got to find Ramatut.
Just what I'm aiming to do, Stringbean.
I saw him go through that trap door. It must lead to the Sphinx.
And the four take off after Ramatut through the underground tunnel.
Faster.
Easy, Ben. We're almost there.
That opening ahead should take us to him.
Hold it. It may be booby-trapped.
Bah!
There's only one way to find out. I'll toss Ramatut's gun through the opening and... Now, look at that.
It's been atomized.
It was booby-trapped.
Well, there's more than one way to get where we're going. Flame on!
Careful, Johnny. No telling what you'll find.
Hey, there's some kind of screen in here, and it's starting to glow.
The others join Johnny in front of the screen, which suddenly comes to life with the enraged image of Ramatut.
You are more powerful than I suspected, but you will frustrate my plans any longer.
Back! He's unleashed a torrent of water on us. Quick, Johnny. Hurl a stream of your most intense flame directly at the open main.
Gotcha, Reed. Flame on! I'll have it vaporized in no time.
Seconds later, The torrent of water stops.
You did it, Johnny.
Sure, what'd you expect?
You know something? I'm beginning to think that nutty Pharaoh doesn't like us.
There's no telling what he'll try next. We've got to find him and defeat him somehow.
Don't worry, Stretcho. One little off-tap will be all it takes. Let's go.
Some minutes later, despite their different routes and their individual ways of searching, the fearless foursome converge on the same spot. A large circular room with a spherical structure in the center.
We've searched everywhere else. Ramatut must be in there.
You are right, Richards. But you are too late. Within seconds, I shall be gone to another age, another dimension, where my satellite globe takes me.
Quick, get back. This structure is really a missile, and it's about to blast off.
I shall leave my Sphinx behind to mystify mankind for generations to come. And once I've gone, the memory of my reign shall fade into oblivion.
So that's why there are no records of Ramatut's strange reign. That Sphinx was just an ornamental shell. That missile was the real time machine.
Well, he's gone now. We'll never see him again.
I wouldn't count on that, Johnny. Remember when he mentioned that an ancestor of his had invented the first time machine? It could have been Dr. Doom.
Maybe he was Dr. Doom. Maybe he's found a way to live for centuries. It might have been the Dr. Doom of the future.
Look, they found the vial we came for.
That means Alicia will see again. Do you hear me? Alicia's gonna see again. Oh, Susie, baby, I love you.
Oh, well, then stop crushing my ribs, you big ape.
Listen, that rumbling from deep within the Sphinx. We've got to get out of here.
Why, Reed?
What does it mean?
No time to explain. Ben, hang on to me. Johnny, grab Sue. Get out fast.
And within seconds of their departure...
An explosion inside the Sphinx. What happened, Reed?
Even I can figure that out. It was the Pharaoh's last booby trap. He blew up every trace of his very existence.
Hey, look. It's the retriever from the time machine.
We got here in the nick of time.
Quick, get under that screen.
It worked.
We're back again.
Alicia, baby. Wait till I tell you what we brought back with us.
Oh, no. No. Don't say it, Ben. Don't say it. The vial, it's gone.
I was afraid of that.
What do you mean? Afraid of what?
We should have guessed. This time machine won't transport any radioactive properties forward or backward in time.
The whole trip was a waste.
No, nothing is ever a waste. Now that we know there is a substance that will restore sight, I'll start trying to duplicate it in my lab.
Oh, Ben, your love and the safety of all of you means more to me than regaining my sight.
But I had it right in my hand and I lost it.
Oh, Ben, Reed will be able to recreate the formula.
Just wait and see.
Everything's going to be all right, Ben.
But you all risked your lives with me to help Alicia, and I'll never forget that.
Be with us again on Monday at this time when the Fantastic Four will depart for the moon and encounter the mysterious Watcher.